Chapter 11. As soon as Jabin, king of Hazor, heard of it, he sent word to Jobab, king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, the king of Akshaph, the kings who were in the northern mountainous region, those in the plains south of Kinnereth, those in the Shephelah and on the slopes of Dor to the west, the Canaanites to the east and the west, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites in the mountainous region, and the Hivites at the base of Hermon in the land of Mizpah. So they came out with all their armies, a vast multitude as numerous as the grains of sand on the seashore, together with very many horses and war chariots. All these kings agreed to meet, and they came and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. At this Jehovah said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of them, for about this time tomorrow, I am giving over all of them slain to Israel. Their horses you must hamstring, and their chariots you must burn in the fire." Joshua, together with all the fighting men, then launched a surprise attack against them along the waters of Merom. Jehovah gave them into Israel's hand, and they defeated them and pursued them as far as Great Sidon and Misrephoth-Maim and the valley of Mizpah to the east, and they struck them down until no survivors remained. Joshua then did to them just as Jehovah had told him. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots in the fire. Moreover, Joshua then returned and captured Hazor and struck down its king with the sword, because Hazor had formerly been the head of all these kingdoms. They struck down everyone in it with the sword, devoting them to destruction. Not a breathing thing was left. Then he burned Hazor in the fire. Joshua captured all the cities of these kings and defeated all their kings with the sword. He devoted them to destruction, just as Moses, the servant of Jehovah, had commanded. However, Israel did not burn any of the cities that stood on their mounds except Hazor. It was the only one Joshua burned. All the spoil of these cities and the livestock, the Israelites plundered for themselves. But they struck every human with the sword until they had annihilated each one. They did not let anyone who breathed remain. Just as Jehovah had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that Jehovah had commanded Moses. Joshua conquered all this land, the mountainous region, all the Negeb, all the land of Goshen, the Shephelah, the Arabah, and the mountainous region of Israel and its Shephelah, from Mount Halak, which goes up to Seir, and as far as Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon at the base of Mount Hermon. And he captured all their kings and defeated them, putting them to death. Joshua waged war with all these kings for quite some time. There was no city that made peace with the Israelites except the Hivites inhabiting Gibeon. They conquered all the others by war. It was Jehovah who allowed their hearts to become stubborn so that they waged war against Israel, in order for him to devote them to destruction without any favorable consideration. They were to be annihilated, just as Jehovah had commanded Moses. At that time, Joshua wiped out the Anakim from the mountainous region, from Hebron, Debir, Anab, and all the mountainous region of Judah and all the mountainous region of Israel. Joshua devoted them and their cities to destruction. There were no Anakim left in the land of the Israelites. They remained only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. So Joshua took control of all the land, just as Jehovah had promised Moses. And then Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel by their shares to be divided among their tribes. And the land had rest from war.